Have you been told that you'll have enough money to last you the rest of your life? You may want to think twice about that. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 69 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about the importance of stress testing your retirement plan. Now, what is a stress test? Think about it as a comparison to if you've ever went to your doctor's office and they throw you on a treadmill and gradually start bumping up the incline and the speed to put some stress on your heart to determine how healthy your cardiovascular system is. And if your doctor starts to see signs of fatigue or some sort of rhythm change on the monitor, what do they do? They immediately stop the test and try to figure out what is going on. Now, there's a lot of advisors out there that will use what I like to call Wall Street math, which is they're basically using a consistent return over time or an average, meaning they're just going to assume you're going to get the same every single year for the rest of your life. They're not taking the ups and downs of the market into consideration. And that would be very much like a stress test at your doctor's office where you're getting on the treadmill with no incline and about 2 miles per hour. There's no resistance to cause any type of stress. Now, when you're in the accumulation phase while you're still working, then the ups and downs of the market are really not that big a deal. Nobody likes to lose money, but they're not as imperative after you walk away from your income because there will be a very big difference based on the sequence of those returns that you get, and it could have a devastating long-term effect. So what we want to do is get your retirement strategy on that treadmill, bump that sucker up to a 10 incline, and get you moving at about 4 miles per hour to really find out how healthy that retirement plan is, because it could literally mean the difference of running out of money or having enough money to last you for the rest of your life. And that's why it's so important to work with an advisor who is willing to do a stress test on your strategy. So let's take a look at an example of some actual clients of mine who are 68 and 69 years old. They are already retired and they were worried about market volatility and possibly running out of money. Now, when they came to me, they had 100% of their money in stocks, which at the end of the day is just insane because they had about $400,000 to last them the rest of their lives. Now, that's not insane because of the amount of money that they have, but because of the withdrawal rate or the percentage of money that they will be taking out every single year. And if the percentage that you would be taking out is low enough, then you'll probably be okay to ride the ups and downs of the market. However, this couple is taking about 5.5% of their overall portfolio, and that was just going to get higher and higher as they took inflation and offset. So it really didn't matter if they had $400,000 or $40 million. At the end of the day, if they're taking withdrawal rates of 5, 6, 7%, every single year, they are greatly increasing the chances of running out of money. So here's what their former advisor showed them, is that they would get a 7% return on average for the rest of their lives, which means they would have enough money to last them until age 100. And you know what? This looks great. But I had to explain to them the Wall Street math, and yes, if they got 7% every single year for the rest of their lives with no losses, they would be totally fine. Sure. But what happens when we stress test this plan using the returns of the S&P 500 going back to the year 2000? And as you can see, it's not good. So this chart tells a very different story when you add that stress test in with a negative sequence of return scenario. And it shows that they could run out of money in their early 80s. So what's the solution when somebody is in this situation? Normally, it is to get them some sort of guaranteed income to establish a foundation to cover all of their living expenses, and most likely using an income annuity. The reason that works is because using an income annuity, you get a much higher payout rate than you would ever be able to take out on your own using a managed portfolio. Therefore, when the income needs are covered, it takes a lot of stress off the portfolio, and then you can actually ride the ups and downs of the market. So when we added in the guaranteed income, it looked much better in that same worst case scenario. So the green line represents the Atlas annuity strategy, and their money truly does last until age 100, even in that worst case scenario. And that red line was the example we were looking at from before without the annuity and having all of their money in the stock market. And because they were open enough to reach out to me and come up with another plan, we possibly saved them from a truly financially devastating situation. And I want everybody to understand who's watching this or listening to this, this is not manipulation by fear, okay? These are the actual returns that the people who retired in the year 2000 had to deal with. So this isn't speculation. This actually happened in the past and could very possibly happen in the future. So this is just being smart and planning for a worst case scenario. However, if we're going to look at a worst case scenario, then we need to look at a best case scenario as well. If the market goes gangbusters, what would that look like? In a best case scenario, using the returns of the S&P 500 going back to 1995, the graphs actually show they would do quite a bit better if they just stuck doing what they're doing. And I'm not afraid to show them this chart. Sometimes it works out better using the annuity with the overall net worth. Sometimes it doesn't, okay? And using that best case scenario. And I have to sometimes remind clients, just like I have to remind my kids on an almost daily basis and myself, that you can't have the best of everything all the time. You have to take the opportunities that are presented to you that you think will give you the best outcome, even in a worst case scenario. And this is where I had to have the conversation about the purpose of money. Is the purpose of their money to help provide a guaranteed income for the rest of their life without the possibility of running out? Or was it to leave some big pile of money behind to their kids and always have to worry about, is this thing going to go sideways and we're going to have to survive our Social Security? Because the current situation that they were in really doesn't allow them to do either. But the Atlas annuity strategy, getting that guaranteed income in there, does provide them with a guaranteed lifetime income and allows them the opportunity to still participate in the market and not run out of money. So everyone, I hope this makes sense and demonstrates the importance of stress testing your retirement strategy. And if you want to get on the treadmill with me and bump that thing up to 10, then let's talk. The best way to get a hold of me is by going to atlasannuity.com or by clicking the book a call button in the top right corner of any page on my website. And that way we can just have a short conversation to get your questions answered and to see if the Atlas Annuity strategy is right for you. And if you're new to annuities, then the best way to get up to speed is to watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, by going to atlasannuity.com and just clicking on the videos tab, and you'll see the link right there. And if you are finding this information helpful, please do us a favor, help us out. Please like and subscribe to the podcast and or the YouTube channel. And if you know someone that can benefit by hearing this information, please give us a share as well. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode 69 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.